我们在开始学习那个创世纪，今天开始我们要学的是创世纪第十九章。
And this particular chapter is a very sad chapter, and it's a very sensitive chapter. It's about subjects that we don't usually choose to talk about.
这一章呢是非常的，就是说是特别的一章，而且呢是非常的忧伤的一章，所以通常呢我们不会去谈论这一章。
So it's true, it's a chapter of sadness, but it's also a chapter of very significant warning.
这个里面当然呢，这是一章呢关于悲伤的一章，同样呢也是关于警示的一章。
And the Bible is a very bold book in that it deals with issues that have got to be dealt with, even if they're not pleasant.
圣经呢是非常直白的一本书呢，它呢会去针对那些问题需要解决的问题，尽管这些问题会令人不愉快。
So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our study.
我们现在祷告，然后开始我们的学习。
Lord, we want to thank you for bringing us together today.
主啊，我们要感谢您今天把我们带在一起。
Our prayer, Lord, is that the blessing of God may be upon us today as we study.
所以我们祷告是呢，就是说是神的赐福呢，当我们开始学习的时候会降临在我们身上。
May we not be offended by this chapter, Lord, but may we be warned of the follies that can befall people.
所以主要我们就是愿这一章呢我们读的人不会感到被冒犯，而是感到就是说对我们的一个警告，就是对那些堕落的人。
So help us as we study, we pray.
所以当我们开始学习时，求您帮助我们，我们祷告。
Cause us to hear and fear and then obey.
所以呢让我们去听，然后呢我们去敬畏，然后去顺服。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you'll remember now that in chapter 18, Abraham had a long talk with God, and God said, Abraham, I'm going to have to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham said, well, Lord, you wouldn't destroy them if there were 10 righteous people there, would you?
因为在我们大家记得在第十八章里呢，神和亚伯拉罕有一段对话，然后亚伯拉罕呢，就神告诉亚伯拉罕他要摧毁这个索多玛和蛾摩拉。那么说呢，亚伯拉罕说呢，如果这个城里有十个义人，您不会摧毁的，是不是呢？
And so the Lord said no, and then the Lord went his way. Abraham probably went back to the tent and.The story now carries on with the other two men who were with the Lord at Abram's house, and they go down to the land of Sodom.
所以这个里面呢，怎么说呢？他不会，有十个义人，他不会摧毁。那么说呢，主呢就走到他自己的方向，亚伯拉罕呢朝另一个方向走，也许呢就是回他自己的帐篷里去了。那么说呢，就是说是另外这一家章告诉我们，另外两个人跟主在一起的，他们去到了索多玛那块地。
So again, welcome to those on Zoom, Hong Lu and Sharon and Mrs. Lu. We're glad you're with us.
再次呢就是欢迎那些在 Zoom 上的陆航、Sharon 还有卢大姐，我们很高兴你们跟我们在一起。
So chapter 19, verse 1.
所以呢创世纪第十九章第一节。
Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening.And Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground.
那第一节说呢，那两个天使晚上到了索多玛，罗德正坐在索多玛城门口，看见他们就起来迎接，脸伏于地下拜。
And he said, "Hear now, my lords, please turn in to your servant's house and spend the night, and wash your feet." Then you may rise early and go on your way. And they said, no, but we will spend the night in the open square.
第二节说，他说，看哪，我主们，现在我叫你们到仆人家里洗洗脚，住一夜，清晨起来再走。他们说，不，我们要在街上过夜。
But Lot insisted strongly, So they turned into him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate.
第三节说，挪德谢谢地请他们，他们才进去到他屋里，挪德为他们预备宴席，烤无酵饼，他们就吃了。
So this now is the introduction to the story.
现在呢，这是对这个故事的一个介绍。
The two angels came from the meeting with Abraham.
因为两个天使呢，他们就是说是刚刚呢跟亚伯拉罕会过面。
And the line is in the middle of verse 9, verse 1, says, Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom.
这一句话呢是从那个第一节开始的，挪德正坐在索多玛门，索多玛城门口。
Now, that could possibly mean that he was just, at the entrance of the city, sitting there, cooling himself, in the shade. That's a possibility.
这里有可能呢是那当时呢挪德呢坐在那个城门口呢乘凉，所以这是一种可能性。
But it's more probable that it implies that he was there in part of the government of the city of Sodom.
另外一个呢有可能性呢就是他可能是索多玛那个城里的政府的一员。
The gate is where the official business of the city was carried on. So this could mean that they came and he was there as an official representative of the city of Sodom.
所以当时呢就是在城门口呢通常呢都是那个政府的集会的地方。那么他呢在那里时候呢他可能是代表政府在出席的。
And so the first question would be why?
首先第一个问题是为什么
What do you know about, Lot?
你对挪德了解多少
What do you know about Sodom?
你对索多门了解多少
Well, we read, didn't we, that, the kings of the east, Chedorlaomer and his confederates, had come to Sodom and Gomorrah. They had conquered them. They had carried them away back toward their land in the, of the Chaldees.
所以你们大家也知道呢，当时的那个索多玛呢来的那个叫 Cordomar 还有其他的一些联邦的那些王呢，他们来到这里打赢了这场仗以后呢，把东西呢带回他们的那地方去了。
They were carried back as slaves to go back to Chedorlaomer's country.
所以呢，他们把那些人呢带回去呢，作为奴隶在 Chedorlaomer 的那个城市里。
And you remember that Uncle Abraham had come to deliver him, to save him, and in a miraculous way, Abraham and his confederate Philistine men had conquered the armies of Chedorlaomer and his confederates, and Lot was delivered.
因为你们大家也记得呢，那挪德的叔叔亚伯拉罕呢，他带领他自己的那些家丁和他自己的那些联邦呢，去跟那个 Chedorlaomer 跟那个他的联邦呢打仗，结果他们打赢了，打赢了以后呢，然后把挪德和他的家人呢救回来了。
If you had been Lot, what would you have done next?
如果你是挪德，下一步你该怎么做呢？
Would you have gone back to Sodom?
你会回到索多玛吗?
Why was Sodom conquered in the first place?
所以呢为什么首先是索多玛征服他们呢?
Because the men of Sodom were very wicked, that's why.
是因为呢索多玛的人呢他非常的邪恶这就是为什么。
And God in his mercy had saved you, Mr. Lot, and your wife, and your family. You'd all been saved.Would you have gone back to Sodom?
所以呢，神呢借着他的怜悯呢，救了挪德先生和你的家人和你太太。那么你为什么还要回到索多玛去呢
？And I hope your answer would have been, "No, I'm not going back to that wicked place."
所以呢，我认为呢，他的那个答案应该是呢，不，我不会回到那个坏的地方去。
Why do you think he did go back?
那你认为他为什么要回去?
Did he not know how bad it was?
他不知道那个地方有多坏吗?
Yeah. Why did he go back? Maybe he went back the second time for the same reason he went there in the first place.
就是说他回到那个地方去,
Why did he do that? Because he wanted a fortune. He went to Sodom to make a fortune.
因为他为什么要这样呢？他因为想到索多玛去赚钱，他到索多玛想赚钱。
And he left Sodom without the fortune.
所以呢，他离开索多玛的时候呢，没有任何的财产。I
wonder if he didn't go back to Sodom to remake his fortune.
因为我觉得他可能就是回到索多玛去想再把他的权赚回来。So
I'm going to tell you my outline for this story, and it goes like this. He went to Sodom the first time, but he lost his fortune.
所以呢，我在我的圣经里这样做一个重点。他第一次呢，进到索多玛的时候呢，他失去了他的财产。He
went to Sodom the second time, and he lost his family.
所以第二次呢，他进到索多玛呢，他失去了他的家人。What
would you rather lose, your fortune or your family?
那你愿意失去什么呢？你的财产还是你的家人呢？
Lot, don't go back to Sodom.
罗德，不要回到索多玛去。Now
you and I have a terrible parallel in our lives.
你我呢，在我们的人生中有一种可怕的类似之处。And
there's a lot that this world offers, including a fortune.
因为在这个世界上会给我们提供很多的东西，包括财产。Don't
follow fortune when it's wrong.
因为不要去追逐那些财产，如果是错的话。
And you can lose your fortune, but you can lose something far worse than your fortune.
因为你可以失去你的财产，但是呢，你有可能失去比财产更重要的东西也会失去。
Now, the response of Lot in these first three verses is very strong. He treats these people with a great deal of dignity and a great deal of serious urgency.
因为这前面的三节经文呢的信息非常的强，因为呢他非常勤奋的招待这些人，并且呢也给他们尊重他们，而且也非常的招待他们。Do
you think he may have known who these men were?
你认为他有可能知道这些人是谁吗？
It's possible.
有可能。
He may have known that they'd been up with Abraham just a little earlier.
他有可能知道呢，稍早的时候呢，他们和亚伯拉罕在一起。
He may have known that they were holy men of God.
他有可能知道呢，他们是神的，是属神的圣洁的人。
He may have recognized a great responsibility toward them because they represented the truth that he had himself abandoned.
因为他有可能认得呢，有可能知道他们的责任非常大，因为他们两个所代表着这样的职责是他自己放弃的。One
way or another, verse 3, he insisted strongly that they turn into him.
所以这种方式还是那种方式，第三节告诉我们，罗德切切地请他们，他们才进去。Now
when they were with Abraham, what did Abraham serve them?
当他们和亚伯拉罕在一起的时候，亚伯拉罕招待了他们什么事情呢？
Okay, and I told you last week, I think it was a beef steak sandwich with a glass of milk.
上个星期我跟他讲过，可能是牛肉三明治加上一杯牛奶。
What did Lot serve them?
那罗德呢，给他们供应了什么样的吃的呢？
He answered, it was a feast and unleavened bread.
答案是宴席和无酵饼。One
almost wonders whether he wasn't doing this because he had a guilty conscience.
所以我总是觉得呢，他这么做的目的是因为呢，他的良心有亏。All
right, so that's the introduction now. Verse 4. Now, before they lay down, the men of the city of Sodom, both old and young, All the people from every quarter surrounded the house, and they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came in to you tonight? Bring them out, that we may know them carnally."
这前面是个介绍，第四节说呢，他们还没躺下索多玛里过处的人，连老带少都来围住那房子，呼叫罗德说：“今天晚上到你这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们交出来，让我们认识他们。”
They basically said to them, "Listen, those men, they look like pretty nice men. If they were angels of God, and they probably were, they were probably extremely handsome."
因为他们基本上说呢，如果这两个人呢，他们肯定是一个非常好的人。如果是他们神的天使了，他们可能长得非常的帅。
And their wicked interest in them was a terribly homosexual interest. And they were so bold about it that they said to Sodom, to Lot, "You know what we're interested in. We know what you're interested in. You bring them out. This is our demand."
这个里面呢，当时呢，他们呢是那个同性恋者，他们的感兴趣的呢，就是都是同性恋的方面的事情。他们跟罗德说呢，他们大胆的跟罗德说呢，就是你知道我们的兴趣是什么，你知道我们对什么感兴趣，你把他们交出来。
What's Lot say?
那罗德说的什么呢？
Do you think he's beginning to have a guilty conscience?
你认为他的良心开始感觉有愧疚吗？
What a terrible thing.
一个说多么可怕的事情。
These are visitors to our city. He knew that they were good men. He may very well have known that they were God's angels. One way or the other, he said, "This is wrong."
这个里面的这些人呢，他们都是些好人，他们来到这个城市的访客，那么他们呢是一些好人，有可能是神的天使，但是他们却这样对他们，罗德觉得呢这样是不对的。
So Lot went out to them through the doorway and shut the door behind him.
第六节说罗德出来把门关上到众人那里。
Why did he shut the door behind him?
他为什么要把门关上？
I think he hoped.That the men who were inside wouldn't know how bad the situation was.
我认为他关上后面的门是因为他不想让你屋里的人知道后面外面的事情是多么的坏。
And verse 7 he says, "Please, my brethren, do not so wickedly."
第七节说呢，弟兄们，请你们不要做这恶事。
Why did he call them?My brethren.
也为什么他称呼他们是我的弟兄们呢？
Because he had become very, very close to them.
因为他们对他和他们的关系呢已经非常亲密了。
He probably had some political power amongst them. He had, we'll see the verse later, but he had some leadership responsibility amongst them.
他有可能在他们中间呢有一些政治上的联系，在后面的经文里我们会读到呢，他可能在他们中间呢就是有一个领导的关系。
Would you like to call men like that your brethren?
所以你想称呼那样的人是你的弟兄们吗？
It's interesting who these people were in this city.
非常的有意思是这些人在这个城市里的人他们是些什么人
They were old and young, verse 4.
所以呢他们是老的少的第四节
They were representative of all the people from every quarter in the city.
所以呢他们呢代表着从那个整个城市里每一个地方来的人
It wasn't just that there were a few people.In that city, who were very evil. The young and the old, and from every quarter, they were all wicked, wicked men.
所以呢，不仅仅是说，只是那个城市里少数人是邪恶的，他们连老带少，在可多玛城各处的人都是非常非常邪恶的人。
And so, verse 7, you've got this strange contrast. He says, don't do wickedly, my brothers.
因为在第七节里你感到看到这个就是非常的鲜明的一个有意思的对比说弟兄们你们不要做这恶事。
All right. He pleaded with them. What did they, was their response? When he pleaded with them, did they say, oh yes, we respect you, Lot, we won't do it?
他求他们以后他们的反应是什么呢? 他们有没有说呢,罗德,我们很尊重你, 所以呢,我们不做这事儿。
Verse 8 says, see now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only, do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof.
第八节说看哪现在我有两个女儿还从未认识男人请你们容我您出来任凭你们看怎么好就怎么行只是这两个人既然到了我舍下不要向他们做什么。Well,
you can hardly believe that that verse is in the Bible, can you?
你很难相信这一节经文出现在圣经里是不是?
Sin is a terrible thing.
罪是一个可怕的事情。
And you can hardly believe that Sodom could be so bad.
你很难相信索多玛的人如此的邪恶。
And you can hardly believe that Lot could be so.
所以你很难相信罗德他会是这样的人。
I don't know what word to use.
我不知道用什么词来用。
Now, why would you ever say anything like that?
罗德为什么你要说这样的话呢?
And the reason is that sin is a terrible thing, and we don't realize how bad sin is. But if we stay near it, if we practice it, even if we just spend our time observing it, it will warp our thinking and our behavior. Sin is terrible. Don't get near it.
所以罪呢是一个如此可怕的东西呢就算呢你完全想象不出来就算你呢靠近它或者说是你去观察它就是说你只是看看这个罪是什么样的你就会受到这个罪的影响我们的行为都会受到影响所以永远不要去靠近罪。
So these wicked men, what are they going to do with an offer like that?
这些邪恶的人他们对这样的就是想法有什么样的回应呢?
Verse 9, they said, stand back.
第九节他们说让开。
They said, we want our sin, don't you dare stand in the way of us and our sin.
可是呢我们想要我们的罪那么说你怎敢就是难在中间不让我们去犯罪呢?
You can hardly believe how bad those men were.
所以你可能很难相信这些人是有多么的坏。
And then they reasoned, then they said, this one, this man came in to sojourn and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with him, with you than with them.
然后呢,他们说,又说这个人来寄居,还想做审判官了,现在我们要害你比害他们更甚。What
did they mean when they said regarding Lot? He keeps acting as a judge.
所以呢,他们说罗德的时候呢,说他还想要做审判官的话,这是什么意思呢?
I think Lot often spoke to those men, to the city, and said, you know, this behavior is bad. God wouldn't like this. God just, you men are wrong.
所以有人认为呢,通常的罗德会跟他们说呢,这些事情呢,都是不好的事情,神不会喜欢你们所做的这样的事情,这些事情呢,都是错的。
And they said, we know that this man Lot, he isn't one of us. He just came here to sojourn amongst us. Doesn't matter whether he calls us brothers or brethren or not. He's not one of us. He's a stranger from the outside and he's trying to be our judge.
因为我们说呢，他们说呢，我们知道这个人呢，他并不是我们中间一个，他只是来寄居的。他寄居呢，尽管他称我们为弟兄们，但是呢，他不是我们的其中的一员。他呢，试图想做我们的审判官。
These people were planning these terrible things. The verse 9 says, Now we will deal worse with you than with them.
你这些人呢，他们干尽了坏事。第九节说，那现在我们要害你，比害他们更甚。
Do they think they were doing what was right?
他们认为他们做的事情是对的吗？
No.
不是。
They knew it was wrong.
他们知道是做的错事。
They said what we're planning to do with them is wrong, but we will do even worse to you if you don't get out of your way, Lot.
他们说呢，我们对计划对他们做的事情是错的。如果你呢不让开的话，那我们要做的事情呢，比你害他们比你更多。
So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door.
所以他们就向前拥挤挪得，要攻破房门。
It's an amazing story.
这是一个很令人惊奇的故事。
Terrible story.
有可怕的故事。
The door was closed.
房门关着了。
And they basically said, we want those men. We will smash down the door to get them.
他们说呢，我们想要那两个人，就算呢攻破房门呢，我们也要把那两个人得到。
But verse 10 says, the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them, and they shut the door.
第十节说呢，只是那二人伸出手来，将罗德拉进屋去，把门关上。
So Lot was prepared to defend these men. These men were the ones who ultimately defended Lot.
罗德呢，准备保护这两个人，最终呢，这两个人呢，却保护了罗德。
And then verse 11, these men struck the men who were at the door of the house with blindness or with delusion, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door.
第十一节说呢，并且打房门外的人，无论老少，使他们眼瞎，他们摸来摸去，以致疲乏，却总找不着门。
What's the matter with these people?
你们这些人有什么毛病吗？
Don't they know where a door is?
他们知道门在哪里吗？
They've been talking at the door.
他们在门前交谈。
The conversation's relatively long.
所以谈话的时间很长。
And these two angels of God smote them with delusion, and they couldn't find the door.
所以这两个属神的人呢，让他们产生幻觉，所以他们找不着门。
Now we've been talking a lot about this on Sunday nights.
所以我们在星期天的晚上呢，谈了很多关于这些。
But the Lord often sends delusion.
所以主呢，总是让他们产生幻觉。
Praise the Lord for the delusion. How is the Lord going to resolve this problem?
所以呢，我们要赞美主，为呢使他们产生幻觉。那么，主会怎样解决这样的问题呢？
And he reached out to save Lot using the same tactic that he used to save Elisha way back in 2 Kings chapter 6.
所以呢，主呢，他用同样的方法呢，拯救了罗德，就像那个回到列王记第六章里主那样去拯救、保护以利沙一样。
Is this a bad situation?
这是个很糟糕的情况吗？
Yes.
是的。
How did Lot ever get into that mess?
所以呢，罗德是怎么样陷入这种困境呢？
After God delivered him from the similar mess the first time.
所以呢，在第一次同样的这样的困境中，神把他拯救出来以后，
He went right back to the same set of circumstances that he'd been delivered from earlier.
他直接呢回到了他早期呢前面被拯救出来那个困境里去了。
Have you ever found that the Lord was gracious and he heard your prayers and delivered you from a mess?
你们知道呢，神呢，他是呢蛮有恩典的，他听到你的祷告以后呢，把你从你的那些困境中给你解救出来了吗？
Don't go back and do it again.
所以不要回去再做那件事情了。
All right, so, verse 12 says, Then the man said to Lot, Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in this city, take them out of this place.
第十二节继续说，二人对罗德说：“你这里还有什么人吗？无论是女婿、是儿女和这城中一切属你的人，你都要将他们从这地方带出去。”
Verse 13, For we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it.
第十三节说，我们要毁灭这地方，因为城内罪恶的声音在耶和华面前甚大，耶和华差我们来要毁灭这地方。
So, verse 13, there's a great outcry. The outcry has grown great against them. What is the outcry? Whose was the outcry?
在第十三节里有一个极大的呼声，那么这个呼声呢，这个声音是从哪里来的呢？是谁呀？这个声音是怎样去针对他们的呢？
Basically, it's saying a lot of people have been crying to God. Who would have cried to God in this circumstance in the city of Sodom?
所以这里讲到的这些大多数人向耶和华呼求，那么说在索多玛这个城市这里的是谁向耶和华呼求了？
Well, all the Christians.
所有的基督徒们。
All the Christians in Sodom would have prayed against this, wouldn't they?
所以所有的在索多玛那个地区的基督徒都会祷告反对他们，是不是呢？
And the answer is yes.
那答案是是。
How many Christians were there in Sodom?
现在在索多玛有多少个基督徒了？
Well, the answer is none.
这答案是一个没有。
Lot was the only one.
罗德是唯一一个。
So, who was doing the crying out against this terrible thing?
那么是谁在这样呢？就是说是反对这个可怕的罪在呼求呢？
Well, the sinners of Sodom, the victims of these wicked men. Sinners themselves, but terrible victims of the sinners.
所以这些罪人他们自己，他们呢就是那些受害者，那些罪人因自己的罪呢，他们受到这个可怕的伤害的受害者。
Can you imagine growing up in a society?
所以你可以想象一下，在这样的社区里成长吗
？So debauched.
所以这样的人呢，会非常的不好。
And they cried and said, no, no, don't, don't.
所以他们呼求说不不不不要。
Crying to a God they didn't know. God was hearing them anyway.
所以他们向那个他们不认识的人呼求，那么呢，不管怎么说，神听了他们的呼求。
God says, enough of that. I'm going to come down and destroy them.
所以神说够了，我要下来来摧毁这个城市。
Now I made some very bold statements earlier this morning.
所以呢，今天早上呢，我做了一个很大胆的说法。
Several of my missionary friends have told me that they have yet to find any in the Aboriginal communities in the north of British Columbia and other parts of Canada. They've never found anybody in those communities who was not sexually abused before reaching maturity.
在这个里面呢，就是说是。啊，我听到了一个，就是我的几个先教士朋友，他们在BC 省的这些原住民的地区，还有在整个的加拿大的这个原住民的地区，他从来没有看到过任何一个人在长大成人之前没有受到过性骚扰的。
Do you think those children cried?
你认为那些孩子们呼求了吗？
They knew it was wrong.
他们知道是错的。
Oh, they endured it to the point where they ultimately became the same kind of people themselves.
所以他们一直忍耐，忍耐最终呢，他们成为那些虐待他们的人那样的人。
But sinners, even sinners with sinners, have got enough sense to cry when it's wrong. They know it's wrong.
就算是罪人，罪人和罪人在一起，他们有这样的足够的感觉，当他们知道这些事情是错的，所以他们呼求。
And God cares and listens.
神呢，关心这个，并且听到了。
Why is God going to judge Canada?
为什么神要审判加拿大呢?
Because Canada delights in sin. And there will be those who will cry to him. And he will come down in judgment, just as he did in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为加拿大人呢喜欢罪，那么说呢那些呢受害者那些会向神呢呼求，那么神最终呢会下来审判这些人，就像神呢摧毁索多玛和蛾摩拉一样。
So what did Lot do?
那罗德做了什么？
Verse 14.
第14节。
Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who had married his daughters and said, "Get up. Get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But his sons-in-law, to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking.
于是耶稣罗德就出去告诉娶了他女儿们的女婿们说呢，你们起来离开这地方，因为耶和华要毁灭这城。他女婿们却以为他是在说笑。How
did Lot get out of the house?
那么罗德怎么出的门呢？
I don't know, he might have run through the back door.
我不知道，可能是从后门出去。And
he runs over to his sons-in-law's house.
他呢，跑到他的那个女婿们的房子里去。And
he goes to one house, knocks on the door, and says, "Get out of this place. God is going to judge this place." They say, "What do you mean?" And so Lot explains to them all the story we've read so far.
因为就是说，那罗德呢跑到他的女婿们的家门口去敲门，说呢，赶快离开这个地方，神要摧毁这个地方。那么说呢，他们说呢，你到底什么意思呢？罗德就把我们刚才所读到的这个故事呢，从头到尾跟他们讲了一遍。And
they said, "Oh, Dad, don't get excited. Everything's going to be okay. That's just a joke."
所以他们呢说呢，啊，岳父，你不要啊那么激动，一切都会没事的，这都是个笑话。Can
you imagine Lot saying, "I'm going to give you guys a shake. It's a matter. Listen to me."
所以你可以去想象一下，那个罗德抓着他们就摇啊，他们说听啊，听我说，赶紧走啊。Absolutely
amazing.
绝对非常的惊奇。
Who all did he have in that city?
那么谁在这个城市里呢?
He had sons-in-law, that's two at least.
所以他有那个, 女婿, 最少两个。
He had married daughters to those sons-in-law, that's four at least.
他们有结了婚的那个女儿和那两个女婿, 这最少有四个人了。He
had sons that the angels had talked about, that's six.
所以呢，他有儿子们，就是那些天使们谈到的，就这里呢，最少有六个人了。
He had his unmarried daughters at home. That's eight.
所以两个没结婚的女儿，这样有八个了。And
there was himself and his wife. That's ten.
所以他和他的太太，这有十个人了。If
there were ten righteous people in that city, it would not have been destroyed.
所以如果在那个城市里有十个义人呢，这个城市就不会被摧毁。
And then Lot has to say, "My sons-in-law are so steeped in evil that when the promise of judgment, the wickedness that they knew, when the promise of judgment was made, they laughed at their father."
因为就是罗德说呢，我的这些女婿们呢，他们的现在罪里如此的深，当呢他们知道这个城市呢要被审判的时候呢，他们呢嘲笑他们的父亲。How
many should there have been who are righteous?
所以在那里应该有多少个义人呢？
At least ten.
最少有十个。
How many were there?
那么在那里有多少呢？
One.
只有一个。
How tragic.
这个多么大的悲剧。
Lot, you lost your fortune.
罗德，你失去了你的财产。
When you were in Sodom in the first place.
当你第一次在索多玛的时候。
You're losing your family in Sodom in the second place.
所以第二次你在索多玛里又失去了你的家人们。
We're not there yet, but we'll get there in the next chapter.
我们还没读到这里，下一章里我们会读到这些。
Actually, in this chapter, we'll get there. But the third thing he lost was his future.
实际上在这一章里我们就可以读到第三件他失去的东西呢是他的将来。
For a good man, he lost his family, fortune, his family, and his future.
所以作为一个好人来说呢，他失去了他的财产，他的家人们，他的将来。
Don't play with sin.
不要去和罪玩游戏。
Don't let it get near you.
不要让罪靠近你。
Turn around and run home.
所以转身跑回家去。
And I've told you many times, that was the counsel of my mother when I was a little boy.
我跟大家讲过很多次，这就是说，当我还是个小男孩的时候，我妈妈对我的忠告。
And she simply said, when you're out and the bad boys are saying they're going to do something bad, don't stay there, turn around and run home.
所以呢，他基本上简单的跟我说呢，如果你在外面的时候跟那些坏孩子在一起的时候，他们要做坏事的时候呢，你不要跟他们在一起，转身往家里跑。
Many years later, in a different city, later in the evening, with some people that I actually worked with.
很多年以后，在一个不同的城市，在一个傍晚，我和那些和我一起工作的同事在一起。
And they said to themselves and to me, let's go and do such and such.
他们对他自己还对我说呢, 我们去做点这个。
And I said, no, I am going home.
我说不, 我要回家。
What do you think they said?
你认为他们说什么?
They said, oh yeah, we'll go home too.
他们说, 哦, 对对对, 我们也回家吧。
Okay, so we all went home that night.
所以, okay, 那天晚上我们都回家了。
You say that.
你看到了吗?
Say, no, no, I'm going home.
如果你碰到那个情况, 你也说, 不不不, 我要回家了。
Lot never should have gone back to Sodom.
罗德永远不应该回到索多玛。
All right, so where are we?
我们现在在哪里?
Verse 15, when the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city.
第十五节说天亮了，天使催罗德说，起来带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城里的罪恶同被毁灭。
And they pursued, or they encouraged Lot. They said, Lot, don't dally, don't dilly-dally, don't wait, go, go now.
所以他们就是说是在催那个罗德，并且鼓励他说的罗德起来起来，不要等，赶紧出去。
When is the best time to turn from a sinful situation?
一个罪的那个情况下是什么时候是最好的时间离开呢？
Well, actually, yesterday is the best day to do it.
所以呢，实际上昨天是最好的时间离开。
But you can't do it yesterday, so now is the best time to do it.
因为如果昨天没有做，那么今天是最好时间去做。
Don't wait till later in the day.
不要等待稍后的那一天。
Verse 16, while he lingered, the man took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city.
第十六节说，但罗德延迟不走，二人因为耶和华对他有怜悯，就拉着他的手。 和他妻子的手，并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来，安置在城外。
The Lord ever done that to you?
哎，主有没有在那样对你做过呢？
Lord ever done that to me?
主有没有像那样对我做过呢？
And his mercy, he says, Harold, we're going now.
因为借着他的怜悯，他说 Harold， 现在我们就走。
And he grabs me by the arm or by any other means, and he pulls me away from that situation. I say hallelujah.
因为他拉着我的手，还有另外的一些方式呢，他把我呢从那个糟糕的情况下给拉出来了。我说 hallelujah.
And so, having led him out, warned him, and then dragged him out, verse 17, so it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be destroyed.
因为主呢把他们带出来了，并且警告了他，并且拿着他们的手把他们带出来。第十七节说呢，领他们出来以后就说，逃命吧，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上跑，免得你们被毁灭。
What would you have done if you've been in a situation like this?
如果你处在这样的一个情况下，你会怎么做？
Well, you'd say yes, sir, wouldn't you?
你会说是了，先生，是不是？
And you'd turn and you'd run for your life.
所以呢，你转身就跑，逃命去吧。
Verse 18. Then Lot said to them, please, no, my lords.
在第十八节，挪得对他们说：“我主啊，不要这样。”
When is the best time to argue with God?
所以什么时候和神争呢？是最好的时间。
Never.
永远不要跟神争了。
Okay, you don't argue with God. You don't say, "I got a better idea, God."
你不要跟神争呢，你不能说是神呢，我有个好的主意。
And in His mercy, the Lord even listens to Lot now.
所以呢，就是说，是借着神的那个恩典，他现在甚至听罗德说。
Verse 19, he says, "Indeed, now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil overtake me and I die."
就是他说，看哪，现在你的仆人已经在你眼前蒙恩，你又向我显出你的怜悯，救我的生命。我不能逃到山上去，恐怕这灾祸临到我，我就死了。
I got a better idea, God. I don't want to go to a mountain. I got a better idea than that. This is where I want to escape.
因为主啊，神呢，我有一个好的主意，我不想逃到那个山上去逃命，我想逃到其他的地方去，这是我的想法。
Okay, you don't have a better idea than God.
你没有比神更好的主意。
The line that's been going through my head over the last week often is this.
那一句话在我大脑里过去的一个星期一直在闪现的是这样的。
Do you think the Bible would have been a better book if God had consulted you before he put pen to paper?
因为你认为呢，圣经呢，它会是一本更好的书，当神呢写这本圣经的时之前，先问问你的意见。
There are a lot of people who think that, you know.
所以大多数人都这么想，你知道吗
？They say, "I know the Bible is a good book, but of course, if I were writing it, it would have been even better."
因为他们都说，他说是啊，是我知道圣经是一本好的书，但是呢，如果圣经呢，我觉得可以写得更好。
And so verse 20, he goes on and argues before God, see now, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little city? And my soul shall live. If I go there, I'll live. If I follow you, God, I'll die.
第二节说呢，现在看哪，这座城又小又近，容易逃到，求你容我逃到那里，这不是小城吗？我的魂就可以存活。那么神呐、啊，我有个好主意，如果我逃到山上去，我活不下去；如果我逃到这个小城里，我就可能存活下来了。
So verse 21 said, and he said to him, see, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken.
第二十一节说呢，他对奴才说：“看，这事我也应允你，我不轻负你所说的这城。”
So what's Lot think?
那么奴才想什么？
Sure was a good thing I spoke up.
因为他想那个是好的，我讲出来是件好事。
If I hadn't told the Lord about a better way, he wouldn't have done it. But he must have been a better way because he actually did what I asked him to do. So that proves, doesn't it, that it was good for me to speak up.
因为如果我早就跟主说呢，我有一个更好的办法，你知道吗？我说呢这样一个主意，那主听到的，那么说呢，如果早点跟他讲我的主意呢，他可能有一个更好的现在的情况。
Just because the Lord says yes doesn't mean it's right.
所以呢，如果仅仅是因为主说是的，并不证明呢这件事是对的。
The psalmist makes reference to it with these words. He said, "The Lord granted their request, but sent leanness unto their soul."
所以呢，主说呢，就是这诗人说呢，就是主你神呢满足了他们的要求，但是呢，他们的灵魂呢却受到了欺压。Don't
ever insist that the Lord solve your problem your way, because it may very well be you get the request, but you get leanness in your soul.
所以呢，就是说呢，不要就是说希望呢主呢按照你的方式去做或满足你的要求。如果尽管你去要求主能满足了你的话呢，你的灵魂上呢可能会受到欺压吧。
All right, a lot more on that, but it comes later in the story, so we'll keep reading verse 22.
所以呢，就是说我们就是还有很多的在这一章出来，所以呢我们要继续读23节。
He says, "Hurry, escape there to the little city of Zoar, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there." Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar, which means little.
第二节就说呢，你要快快的逃离那城，因为你还没有再到那里，我不能做什么，因为因此那城名叫索尔，索尔是小的意思。
And the sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar.
因为罗德到了索尔，日头已经出来了。
Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens.
也就是当时耶和华将硫磺与火从天上耶和华那里降雨索德玛和俄摩拉。
So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground.
第二五节，他把那些城和前平原，并那些城里所有的居民，连地上生长的，都倾覆了。
So they got out of the city, and then something amazing happened. Brimstone and fire came down from heaven.
因为他们离开了那个城市，那么很也很多一些令人惊奇的事情发生了，硫磺与火从天上降下来。Now
remember, Sodom and Gomorrah were among the most beautiful cities, the most prosperous places, good for agriculture, the most beautiful places on the face of the earth.
所以大家还记得呢，索德玛和蛾摩拉是地上呢非常的就是美的城市，而且在地表上呢是很适合于农业耕种的这样一个非常繁荣的城市。And
then, as they were standing in Zoar, there was a great calamity, and fire and brimstone came down from heaven.
所以呢，就是说是当他们站在索尔的时候呢，那个就是一个极大的灾祸从天上降下来，硫磺与火降下来。So
the geologists have gone back there to try to explain what happened.
所以那些地理学家呢，回到那里呢，试图找出在那里到底发生了什么。
And the answer is a number of things happened.
但是呢，有一些事情发生了。
We know of the neighborhood that there were slime pits in the neighborhood. I'm trying to find the verse.
因为他知道在那个周围呢，他试图找出那些经文嘛。
Oh dear, and I'm not going to be able to find it, but there were slime pits in the earth, in that area at that time.
在那一个就是说是那一个地区它真的有这样的援助。
And in addition, turn with me to chapter 14, verse 3.
我们回到第十四章。
There was a battle between the kings of the east and the kings of Sodom, Gomorrah, and the three other similar cities.
因为那里有一场战争呢，就是说是其他的几个城市，还有像索多玛、俄摩拉这样的城市。
It said all these joined together in the vale of Siddim.
Which verse?
That's verse 3 of chapter 14.
Okay. 第十四章的第三节，他说呢，这五王都在西定谷会合，西定谷就是沿海。
All right, so the story is this. There were petroleum deposits there.
因为就是说是，这是，故事是这样的，那里有一些特别的东西。
There were salt deposits there.
所以那里呢，有那些盐在那里。
And something happened, maybe an earthquake, we're not sure.
有些事情发生了，大概呢是地震，我们不知道。
But there was a great big kaboom.
那里有一个非常大的一个爆炸。
And the oil fields exploded.
因为那些那个油呢从下面呢爆发出来了。
And the fire.Would have been something enormous because the oil fields exploded.
因为那里呢，就是那个就是火呢可能很大，因为那个油田爆炸了。
But it was in the neighborhood of the Dead Sea. There was all kinds of salt there, and so the salt would have exploded as well.
因为在那个当时的那个沿海里呢，就是说有很多的盐。那么说呢，当那个爆炸时候，那个盐呢也会的喷发到空中去。
So you can imagine, it would be a pretty gruesome kind of a day. All of a sudden, kaboom, and the entire region, the oil goes up, the fire goes up, the sulfur goes up, the salt goes up, and it all turns around and comes down again.
因为你可以想象一下，在那个时间呢，发生一些特别的事情，然后呢，可嘣一下爆炸了，爆炸以后呢，那个油呢喷到空中去了，那些硫磺呢也喷到空中去了，然后那些盐呢也喷到空中去了，然后就降下来了。
Verse 10 is the verse that I want to read, Genesis 14:10.
因为第十节是我想读的，创世纪第十四章第十节。
It says, now the valley of Siddim was full of salt of asphalt pits.
第十节说，那西定谷有许多石漆坑。
So, what happened was this great big explosion.
这个呢，就是一个大的一个爆炸以后发生了什么。
And the first thing is that the land fell.
第一件事情呢，就是土地往下陷了。
And there was what is called the Valley of Siddim, where the armies fought. That particular valley at the end of the Dead Sea went down.
这个里面呢，就是在那个西定谷，我们称之的为那样的一个那个，就是最后呢，就像是死海里面像往下沉了。
The whole valley probably fell about 60 feet, the geologists tell us.
因为整个的山谷呢，大概呢往下沉了60英尺，那个地理学家告诉我们。
The Dead Sea came over the Valley of Siddim.
所以那个死海呢就是过来覆盖了这个峡谷。
So what used to be a field for battle, all of a sudden now is at the bottom of the Dead Sea.
因为通常呢，他们是作战的一个战场，但是后来呢，成为死海的海底了。
The great explosion leaves the vacuum, and down to the bottom goes the valley of sedum.
就是那个一个大的爆炸呢，把最后的那些东西呢都掉下来，落在了那个山谷里面。
Back to Genesis chapter 19.
我们回到创世纪第19章。
Verse
26.
But Lot's wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
因为挪德的妻子在后边回头一看，就变成了一个岩柱。
How did that happen?
这个是怎么样发生的？
Well, the messengers of God had said, come out quickly, don't tarry, don't look back, keep coming.
因为神的天使说呢，你们要一直往回往外跑，不要往回看，不要停留，要快快的跑。
And she decided that she wasn't going to come quite so fast. So she lingers behind. They move forward. She lingers behind.
在这个里面，她决定的，因为她可能跑不了那么快。他们呢，在前面跑，所以她在后面呢，她决定的往后看一下。
What happens?
那发生什么呢？
Well, a ball of molten salt is thrown up into the sky and comes down on top of her. She becomes a pillar of salt, consumed by this molten salt that's coming out of the sky.
这个里面呢，就是说，当时呢，从地下一个大爆炸起来的那些盐呢，在空中中呢，把它覆盖了。覆盖以后呢，因为这些盐呢，最后把它给那个包裹在里面，最后它成了一个岩柱。
Well, I guess I find that story fascinating.
因为我发现这些这个故事呢有点奇怪。
God knows how to exercise judgment.
神呢知道怎样去实行审判。If
you were to go there today, you would find the area around the bottom of the Dead Sea one of the most barren and forsaken places in the world.
今天呢，你回到那里去，你发现呢，就是说是在死海那个周围那些地呢，是当今世界上呢最荒芜的、最被抛弃的一片地。One
day, the most beautiful and prosperous farmland on the earth today, an absolutely barren desert.
所以呢，当时呢，在世界上呢，最富饶的一片那个适合农作物的土地呢，最终变成了完全荒芜的。What
does God think of that scene of homosexuality?
所以神对那个就是说同性恋的那个罪怎么样去看？
If you ever ask the question, read this passage and then go for a trip to the south end of the Dead Sea, which I have by the grace of God on many occasions.
这个里面呢，就是如果你呢也在问自己这个问题的话，你对这个有疑问，那么说呢，你去到死海那里去留意一下，你看看死海那周围到底是出现的是什么样的情况。Don't
make Lot's mistake.
不要犯罗德犯的错误。Lot
was a righteous man, and God saved him out of the destruction of Sodom. Don't be like that.
因为罗德是一个罪人，这个罪人呢，神呢把他呢从那个就是毁灭的索多玛里救出来了，所以你不要去学罗德那样的一个样子。And
don't be like the men of Sodom.
也不要像索多玛的人那样。They
were not saved.
他们没有得救。All
right, verse
27.
第二节。And Abram went early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，到了他从前站在耶和华面前的地方。
Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land, which went up like the smoke of a furnace.
第二十八节说，向索多玛和俄摩拉与平原的前程观看。 看哪，那地方烟气上腾，如同窑炉一样。So,
who saw what happened?
谁看到发生了什么？
Abram.
亚伯拉罕。And
he was standing there on the west side of Jordan, the Dead Sea, up on the hillside. He'd have a wonderful view of what was going on. And he watched the kaboom and the crash and the fire and everything and the smoke. What did he think?
他怎么想呢?
Do you think he might have said, God didn't keep his word?
你认为他会说那神不守诺言吗?
God had said he wouldn't destroy it if there were 10 righteous people in the land.
神说呢,如果在那片土地上有10个义人,
he felt that Lot's family was 10 righteous people. He must have been very, very heartbroken.
他认为挪得一家人呢,就足够有10个义人了,所以当时呢,他应该非常非常的伤心。
Abraham had lots of trials of faith in his life.
亚伯拉罕在他的人生里呢,有大量的对他的信心的这样的试炼。
And he saw many things that must have disappointed him, and this must have been a terrible disappointment.
所以他看到了很多让他失望的事情,那么这一件呢,可能是让他非常失望的事情。
He didn't know that Lot and his two daughters had escaped.
他不知道挪德和他的两个女儿已经逃出去了。
All he knew was that the city was destroyed.
所以他知道的是整个城市被摧毁了。
Can I encourage you? Don't be disappointed in God when he doesn't answer your prayer the way you expected it to be answered.
所以呢,我是不是可以鼓励你一下呢?就是如果神呢,他没有按照你祷告的方式,就是说是你希望得到神回应的那个方式回应你的时候呢,你不要感到失望。He's
God.
他是神。
And he's going to do what he's going to do, and ultimately you'll praise him. One day, Abraham is going to find Lot, and they're going to throw their arms around one another, and they're going to praise the Lord together.
所以神呢,他会按照他想做的事情去做,终究有一天呢,你会赞美主的,就是说,有一天呢,亚伯拉罕呢,会最终会找到罗德,找到罗德以后呢,他们会伸出双臂互相拥抱,同时赞美神。
And Lot will explain it all to Abram, and Abram will say, thank you, Lord.
所以呢,罗德呢,会把那所有的都解释给那个亚伯拉罕听,亚伯拉罕说呢,感谢您的主。
Big issues in life.
人生你出现大问题,
you don't find them all fully explained in one afternoon.
所以呢,你不可能在一个下午就找到所有的那些解释。
And so we sing a little song, and it goes like this. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
所以呢,我们唱这样的一首赞美,所以说当我们见到主耶稣基督的时候呢,一切都值得。He'll
explain it all in the end, but not necessarily to you today any more than he did to Abraham that day.
因为他最终他会向我们解释一切,但是他并没有必要,就是说今天呢,把一切解释给你听,就像他不解释给亚伯拉罕听一样。This
is verse 29.
这是第29节,
and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham.
所以呢,第29节说,当神毁灭平原诸城的时候,他纪念亚伯拉罕,
and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt.
正在请夫罗德所住之城的时候,就叫罗德从请夫之中出来。
Why did God remember Lot?
为什么神呢,纪念罗德呢?
Because Abraham had prayed to the Lord for Lot.
因为亚伯拉罕为罗德向主祷告了。
Alright, well, that's not the end of the story.
所以很好,这个不是故事的结尾。
Then Lot went up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters were with him, for he was afraid to dwell in Zoar, and he and his two daughters dwelt in a cave.
第三一说，挪德因怕住在索尔，就将他两个女儿从索尔上去住在山里，和他和两个女儿住在一个洞里。
So what had Lot said?
所以挪德说了什么？
He said, Lord, I can't go to the mountains. If I go to the mountains, I'll die. I've got to go to Zoar. Let me go to Zoar.
然后他说，那主啊，我不能上到山上去。如果我上到山上去，我就会死的。把我那个索尔赐给我，我要去住到索尔去。
So he goes to Zoar, and what's he do?
那么他去了索尔以后，他又做了什么了？
He leaves there and goes to the mountains.
他离开那里又去了山上去了。
Would have been a lot easier if he just said yes, Lord, in the first place, wouldn't it?
所以最开始他如果跟主说呢，好吧，我到山上去，是不是更容易一些了？
You got a better idea than God?
你比神有更好的主意吗？
Well, just wait a while, you'll find out that you don't.
所以呢，你就等一等，等一等，看呢，你没有更好的主意比神。
So I just, that's almost a humorous story. It's terribly true.
因为这个基本上是一个幽默的故事，但确实是真实的。
Now the firstborn said to the younger, Our father is old, and there is no man on the earth to come in unto us as the custom of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him that he may preserve the lineage of our father. So they made their father drunk with wine that night.And the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose, and it happened on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, Indeed, I lay with my father last night. Let us make him drink wine tonight also, that you may go in and lie with him, and we may preserve the lineage of our father.
一姐说呢，大女儿对小女儿说，我们的父亲老了，地上又无人按照世上的常规进到我们这里来，我们可以叫父亲喝酒与他同寝，这样我们好称他存留后裔。于是那夜他们叫父亲喝酒，大女儿就进去和他的父亲同寝，他几时躺下几时起来父亲都不知道。第二天大女儿的小女儿说，我昨夜与父亲同寝，今夜我们再叫他喝酒，你可以进去与他同寝，这样呢我们好从父亲那里存留后裔。
And you say to yourself again, How could there possibly be such terrible stories in the Bible?
你再次对自己说呢，这么一个可怕的故事怎么可能出现在圣经里呢？
Why are they there?
他们为什么要出现在那里呢？
They're there in order to prove to us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
所以呢，在这里的故事呢，证明我们的人心呢是极其险恶的。
How did these terrible things happen?
所以这样可怕的事情怎样发生的呢？
Lot says, I could go back to Sodom. I know it's a bad place. I knew it was a bad place in the first place. But if I go back, I can make a lot of money.
以诺德说呢，我要回到索多玛去。我知道呢，索多玛是一个非常好的地方。我回到索多玛去呢，我会在那里赚很多的钱。
What did he lose? The first time he lost his fortune. The second time he lost his family.
所以他失去了什么呢？第一次呢，他失去了他财产；第二次呢，失去了他的家人。
Do you think this ever would have happened if he hadn't gone back to Sodom, that terrible place?
你认为这些事情会发生吗？如果他从来没有，他开始就不要回到索多玛去，这些事情会发生吗？
Those girls would never have thought, never have dreamt of such a terrible thing.
所以他的两个女儿从来也不会想，也不会去做那样可怕的事情。
When God says no, he means no because it's for your best and your good.
当神说不的时候呢，他就的意思就是不。那么说呢，他是为了你的好，为了你的益处。
Verse 36, thus both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father.
所以第36节说，这样挪得的两个女儿都从他父亲怀了孕。
What was their father doing getting drunk?
因为他的父亲喝醉了，在干了些什么？
Bible says it's a good thing to get drunk?
那圣经说，那喝醉酒是件好事吗？
Why did he ever have liquor in the house?
他为什么在家里有酒呢？
You're up living in a cave. What do you have in the cave?
他为什么住在山洞里？山洞里应该有什么呢？
A little bit of food and a lot of liquor. Shame on you, Lot.
这一点点食物，大量的酒，也罗德你应该感到羞耻。
We live in an age of compromise.
因为我们住在这个时代是妥协的一个时代。
And Mr. So-and-so says, I can do that, that's all right. It's not that bad, you know.
某某先生说，那我可以做这，那并没有那么坏，你说那可以做，对不对？
I say it's only a drink.
我说那只喝一口。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but have you ever heard of a home where liquor has destroyed the home? And the answer is, of course you have.
所以我也不让大家举手。你有没有听说过呢？有家庭呢被那个酒精摧毁的呢？你说当然会有。
And I told you my story about liquor. I may as well tell you again.
因为跟大家讲过我那关于酒的故事，我再次要讲一遍。
I had one glass of wine once.
我有次喝了一杯酒。
I said something's wrong.
我说呢，这事不对了。
Within an hour, I said, Lord, I don't ever want to do this again.
在一个小时之内，我跟主说，主啊，我再也不喝了。
I was offered a job.In Europe.
因为在欧洲他们给我提供了一个工作。
And I was sent to Europe with what is almost an unlimited expense account.
因为我被派到欧洲去呢，我基本上有个无上限的银行账户。
I had to travel widely.
我必须呢大量的旅行。
I went from hotel to hotel, from restaurant to restaurant, all over Europe.
就在整个欧洲里呢，我从一个酒店到一个酒店，从一个餐厅到另外一个餐厅。
Before I went, I knew that I was going to have the opportunity and the temptation to drink liquor.
因为在我去之前呢，我知道我有这样的机会或者这样的诱惑呢，去喝酒。
So I had to decide what to do.
我必须决定应该怎么做。
So I got my concordance and I got my Bible.And I got down on my knees at the side of my bed, and I said, I am going to read every verse in the Bible that talks about liquor and strong drink.
所以他带了一本圣经词汇，所以你带了一本圣经，然后呢，在他的床边跪下祷告，说呢，我要学习圣经里每一节关于酒的经文。
And when I finished it, I said, well, that's obvious.
所以当我读完了，我说这个很明显。
Stay away from it, run away. One of the verses is this: strong drink is a mocker.
所以呢，就是说呢，要啊远离它，逃离它。其中一些经文说呢，烈酒它是谩骂你的。
It'll make fun of you, Harold, just as it made fun of Lot. Don't get near it.
他会戏耍你，就像他戏耍罗德一样。Harold， 永远不要靠近。
So I went off to Europe.
所以我去到了欧洲。
And while I was there, it wasn't just that the expense account would allow me to buy liquor, but my business associates were always offering me liquor.
因为我到那里以后呢，并不仅仅只是说是我的银行账户呢有足够的钱让我去买酒，同样呢，在我所有的生意活动中呢，他们都提供酒给我喝。
Some of them even offered me liquor before breakfast.
他们有时候在吃早餐之前呢，就给我提供酒喝。
What did I say?
我怎么说呢
？I said no, thank you.
我说不喝，谢谢。
And they said why?
为什么不喝
And I said, because I'm a Christian.
我说因为我是个基督徒。
And they said, what's that mean?
他们说那是什么意思
And I said, I'm glad you asked. And I told them about Jesus.
所以我说呢，我很高兴你问我，然后呢，我就跟他们讲主耶稣。
Lot, don't play with sin.
罗德，不要去玩弄罪。
So what's it end? How's the story end?
你们的故事结尾是什么？
The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ami. He is the father of the people of Ammon to this day.
第三人期间是大女儿生了个儿子给他起名叫摩押他就是现今摩押人的始祖。小女儿也生了个儿子给他起名叫便雅米就是现今亚门人的始祖。
So, the Moabites, all the descendants of Moab, was Moab a good man?
所以呢那摩押人呢他们所有犯了所有的罪摩押是个好人吗
Were the Moabites good people?
那摩押人是好人吗
Was Ammon a good man?
那么亚门是一个好人吗
Were the Ammonites good people?
亚门人是好人吗
No.
不是。
They were the enemies of the Lord.
他们是主的敌人。
Okay, what do you lose?
那么你是知道什么
Lot went to Sodom and he lost his fortune.
那罗德去到所罗门所多玛他失去了他的财产。
Lot went back to Sodom and he lost his family.
所以第二次罗德回到索多玛失去了他的家人。
And then he lost his future.
所以然后呢
Children of Lot, the Moabites and the Ammonites, enemies of God, enemies of God, enemies of God.
然后呢他失去了他的未来。他的那个罗德的儿子亚门摩押人他们都是神的敌人神的敌人。
Okay, so that's a pretty heavy story.
这是一个很沉重的故事。
And if you're like me, you read that when you're reading through the Bible and you say, what?
所以如果你像我一样，你读圣经的时候，你读到这个故事，你说什么？
And you stop and you say, Harold, God hates the sin of bad morals that is spreading our society.Like wildfire.
所以呢你就说呢Harold 的神恨那样的淫乱的罪这些淫乱的罪在我们的当今世界也就像野火一样燃燎燃。
So it's probably 30 or 40 years ago when things weren't anywhere near as bad as they are today, Billy Graham said this.
你大概是就是最后在那个前面30年或40年的时候在这样的事情里面葛培里说过这样一句话。
He said, if God doesn't judge America, he will have to apologize to Sodom and to Gomorrah.
所以他说呢如果神不审判美国的话呢他必须向索罗马和俄门拉道歉。
Is God going to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah?
神会向索多玛和俄摩拉道歉吗?
No.
不会。
Is God going to judge America?
所以神会审判美国吗?
Yes.
会。
Our Lord Jesus said this.
我们的主耶稣基督这样说。
He said, Woe unto you, Capernaum.
他是加布能的人呐、啊，你们有祸了。
If the works that had been done in you, that were done in you, had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented.
所以就是说，如果那个就是说是在你们身上所行的审判，在行在索多玛身上呢，审判行在你们身上，你们也不会悔改。
Did Sodom and Gomorrah have an excuse for their sin?
所以索多玛和我们那有他们的对他们的罪有借口吗
No.
没有。
Does America have an excuse for its sin?
所以呢美国人他有借口犯罪吗
No.
也没有。
Who had the greater excuse?
谁有最大的借口
Sodom and Gomorrah.
索多玛和我们那。
They never got to read this chapter.
他们从来没有读过这一章。
They haven't had 3,500 years of the grace of God explained to them as we have had.
就是说是向我们解释神的恩典，就像我们有的样。So
we read these verses and we say, Lord, thank you for making it so very clear.
因为我们读这些经文之后呢，我们说主啊，感谢您呢，把这些讲得如此的清楚。We want
to go God's way. We want God's blessing on our lives.
我们想要走神的道，我们想要神的赐福呢，在我们的人生里。
Okay, I'd like a fortune.
现在我想要。
I'd like a family.
我想要财产，我想要家人。
I'd like a future.
我想要那个将来。
What's the most important?
那么哪一样最重要？
Future.
将来。
What's the second more important?
第二重要的什么？
Family.
家人。
What's the third?
第三重要。
Not very important. Fortune. Who wants a fortune?
第三重要的，也最不重要什么呢？就是财产，是想要财产。
What good will the fortune do you?
那么财产对你来说有什么益处呢？
It might do your family some good, but it won't do you any good. But by the time you get to use your fortune, you'll probably be at the end of the line.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，对你的家人可能有好处，但你呢，就是说是啊，自己并没有什么好处，因为在你的人生结束之前呢，只能你只能只有在这段时间你能用你的财产。All
right, more about the family of God in chapter 20 next week, Lord willing.
所以呢，更多的关于呢，神的大家庭的在啊那个二十章里，主若许可，下个星期我们一起来学。
Lord, we've considered some pretty serious matters today.
主啊，我们今天呢学了一些非常的严肃的一些东西。
These stories, Lord, they're stories so serious that we don't usually talk about them even in church contexts.
所以主啊，这样的故事里面讲的事情呢是非常的严肃严重的一些事情，就算呢就是我们在教会里呢也不经常呢在没有上下文的关系下谈论这些事情。
But Lord, in this small context today, we've been able to read them, to ponder them, and we pray that the result will be that the fear of the Lord will be upon us, and we will say, Lord, help us to learn from this terrible story, that the blessing, rather than the curse of God, may be upon us all.
所以主啊，当我们就学习那一点点关于这样的故事的内容的今天以后呢，我们祷告就说呢，让我们去敬畏神，然后呢，就是说是在这样的时候呢，就是让我们对神有敬畏的心。那么说呢，啊，这样的神的那个赐福呢，会降临在我们身上，而不是神的咒诅在我们身上。And
so we give thanks now and ask you for blessing.
所以我们现在献上感恩，祈求您的赐福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.